That sound is the sound of Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower, just pondering life. It's the only time really during the day when you're by yourself and you just are there with your thoughts. And sometimes you just think of weird, random things. And that's what we call shower thoughts.
Like, for instance, I heard a two-year-old refer to her coat pockets as snack holes. And that is what I now shall forever call them.
Because where else are you going to put your snacks?
Absolutely. That's where they go. Random Cheerios.
Why are your hands in your pockets and not pockets?
They're snack holes.
They're snack holes.
Where the snacks live. Wow. They're always there.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Shower thoughts. No, heaven must be full of awkward love triangles.
Oh, my God.
Think about this. Like, you know, your spouse dies, you remarry. Then you die and you're reunited with your first love. Then your second spouse dies and is really excited to see you, only then realizes that you've gotten back together with your first one.
Heaven's supposed to be nice. Why
don't you are sucking the joy out of heaven right now. I don't know how to feel.
Weird love triangles. And you see every one of your favorite dogs and you're like, oh, you were my favorite, but then you were my second. Oh, gosh.
You are making heaven way more awkward than it ever needed to be.
Sorry. Shower thoughts. We'll move on.
Oh, you should pay more attention in church, sir. I don't know if that's how that works. Oh, God. Okay. Hey, think about this. You know, I watch a lot of Disney movies. It's part of my life. I was thinking about this. So Gaston's 5 dozen eggs a day diet must have had a terrible economic impact on their small provincial town, don't you think? That's a lot.
No eggs for anyone else.
Right.
These poor chickens are worked to death.
I mean, you saw the movie. There's not a lot going on in the small provincial town.
Wow. Okay.
He's taking all the eggs.
Things to think about.
Gaston! And all the beer.
Shower thoughts. All right, one more. You know, whoever started using the term greetings as a greeting was one lazy SOB. And I'll tell you why. He couldn't even pick one to use. So he just said the category of the thing he was trying to say instead and hoped it worked out.
I don't think anybody ever says greetings.
Greetings!
If you say it has to be that voice, of course.
Greetings!
I'm going to need for you to say that to every single new person you come up and see.
Greetings!
I'm going to need that face, that voice, all of that. That needs to happen every time you meet a new person. Now I need it on video.
There you go, shower thoughts. On 99.7 DJX.